We got an intro to cut as well.
Oh, that's right. So this is going to be for part three?
Yep. So I can start this one.
Oh, go for it, yeah.
Good morning. We are not at all recording this at a separate occasion. And we're saying, welcome to So Far So Pod, So What, the transatlantic state-of-the-art speed metal podcast. I'm John, and with me...
Is Greg.
So this episode, I nod off at the end of it. That was trooping up in the morning at 6 a.m. And, you know, just had to do... It was my first tap out as well in podcast history. But that's fun in itself. What else can we say? We don't address the credits in this one, but it's all Kiko L and Dave M tunes.
That's correct.
So, without further ado, let's run it.
Let's rock.
Junkie. Like, if you've lived that life, I mean, you know about the the desolation involved and all the hardships and all the things that it cost you. And he's like, well, yeah, that's all well and good, but fuck all that. Junkie! Again, it's weird considering he's had drug problems for most of his life. It somehow drips with insincerity.
Can't say it much better. And the joyride for me continues, which means, you know, the ride of no joy into the next bit here.
the wheel of misfortune.
Yeah, because in this one, Psychopathy, which is an intro, I figured.
Yeah.
Actually, today I thought it was the same song as the song after. It starts kind of like, you know, we mentioned Alexander the Great being like a encyclopedia metal. And this sounds like he just looked up Psychopathy, like a clinical definition of it, and he reads it on top of the intro. And then proceeds to sing a song about a guy that's... He's not buying his gratefulness because his kind is so hateful.
Ugh.
It's like, you know, similar to Junkie, him basically saying, I'm not a psychopath, but these damn psychopaths are trying to stop me all the time. And I see you're lying.
I'm incredibly successful, but would have been way more if it wasn't for these psychopaths. Like a clutch moment when you have somebody there that's like your real man. And the guy just turns out to be a total fucking Duclaw, a total waste of skin and life. Well, that was my guitar tech tonight when I fired his ass, and I apologize to the people here in Brisbane. I mean, maybe it'll be in Hawaii when we lure out this fat pig's ass, but I'll tell you what, you guys deserve way better than this jerk-off did tonight. I'm sorry. Maybe that's much better than what we appeared tonight. I'll never see his stupid fucking ass again.
Even worse than Junkie.
The road of rock and roll is littered with the hearts, minds, and souls of people that have gotten eaten up by the lifestyle. And Mustaine is definitely part of that. But I don't know if there's anyone who sounds so less self-aware in chronicling all that than he does. I mean, it's really almost...
Dishonest. That's the thing.
Yeah. It's inexplicable how someone that experienced could sound so inexperienced and be so willing to just, I mean, Mustaine has never, ever hesitated to pass the buck or blame. Like, he blame shifts. Maybe better than anyone.
Maybe this is much better than what we appeared tonight.
Like, these songs...
Fucking,
like,
amateurs you are.
Yeah, like, your kind is so hateful. Like, I mean, this is... I
absolutely hate that line.
You're talking about a guy who's basically, like, character assassinated fucking multiple people that have been in this band just because they weren't in it anymore. Yep. I mean, he told the whole world that... And he blamed Jeff Young for having like heroin problems. Like, he blamed,
actually, I didn't say it at the top because I didn't really recall, but this title as well, this Psychopathy and as well as Junkie, they both had red flags for me when I saw them.
Oh, yeah.
Because I figured this is going to be Dave's again, you know, this, like, some people, all their exes are apparently psychopaths.
Right. Yes. You know? Exactly.
It's that kind of vibe, yes. I guess. You know, like, psychopaths out to get me, and like, he's a pretty accomplished guy. So for him to now still be scared that there are psychopaths out to stop him or get him or, you know, hinder his progress. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Don't like it. No. Don't like it. And Killing Time, we'll get into the music now pretty soon, has some pretty good riffs. But this is a case where at least 35-year-old Johnny has a problem because the lyrics ruin it.
This is
for me, even in Killing Time.
I'll tell you what I wrote.
You know, you're killing my time. All these psychopaths are wasting my time. I'm gonna make my life better by getting rid of all these negative people around me.
Like, I will say that my notes for Killing Time, I said it would have worked, like, musically. I feel like it would have worked well on Euthanasia. Feels like it would have kind of sat at home nicely there.
Yeah, I felt a bit of a Countdown vibe, and you know, I love
Countdown. That era for sure.
Yeah, the type of riffage. The chorus has a cool riff in it, but yeah, let's just listen and see. Maybe suddenly I'm digging it, but I would doubt that.
I would say that the other note I said was, I said bad lyrics, and I spelled bad B and then 9 consecutive A's and then the letter D. Bad lyrics.
Will we ever meet again? Bad.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's just hit it and try and make our way through this dark patch of this album, which to me is these three songs, Junkie,
Psychopathy. Well, I will say, Psychopathy, it doesn't enhance and it doesn't detract for me.
Nah, it's just an intro. So, sounds like this. So, you get this tribal rhythm coming. Which does sound a bit euthanasia.
Chaos AD, disorder police.
I mean, it's a decent intro, but it's that reading of the clinical definition of psychopathy. Right. I don't enjoy
that. Yeah, I mean, nothing clever about that. What did I say about being dumb?
Right, exactly. Just be dumb.
Just be dumb.
It's fun.
Yeah. Has never stopped me.
So this, I feel like, in combination with that thing he said about doing a lot of research, it feels like it's a bit like, this is not really research. You're reading the definition.
It sounds like someone trying to be edgy.
Edgy and educated, I would say. Oh shit, this is the wrong song.
That's
what happened last time too.
That's great.
Trust. Oh, that's a great track.
Oh, great track.
That's for later, folks. Yes. Here we go, Killing Time. We traded that down. But again, this song musically ain't that bad.
The music is really cool, but the vocals are just like, ugh, yuck.
Yeah, I told my buddy today that maybe at 24 I wouldn't have minded so much, but at this age I'm now.
Yeah,
these lyrics, they ruin this.
I just don't understand how someone so much older than us could sound so much younger.
Yeah, it's naive, but not in that cool Steve Harris way. It's just shit.
Put that on a T-shirt, not like in the cool Steve Harris way. It's just shit.
Yep. And again, even the music ain't bad. I think even someone commented, I don't know if it was you or Chelano or someone on our Twitter, that it was one of his favorite tracks. And I can see that. The riffage is cool.
No, the riffing is cool. The music is cool. The music is cool. Yep.
It's a little bit like, you know, something I'm not, that kind of thing.
Yeah, a little bit of that, yeah.
You know, like, I'm an honorable good guy and I'm just, you know, victim of all these.
Oh, yeah, of course. Dave Mustaine, the victim.
When you start moving your lips, I know that's a lie. It's a cool riff. It's very Countdown to Extinction.
Yes.
You know, like Captive Honor or something like that. You're killing my time. Start saying you're grateful, because you're not. That's the worst.
That is just a bad line.
That is rough.
That is bad.
That is rough. Stop saying you're grateful, because you're not.
You're really you're so, kind, hateful. So hateful.
Yeah, your kind is so hateful. Like, I like this acoustic bit too.
Yes, the music, he kind of nails in the song, yeah.
This is cool too.
Yeah, it is. It works. It works.
This is where I wouldn't have needed another chorus. I needed that for Dogs of Chernobyl, not here. And also, You're Killing My Time, he's guilt-tripping all these people, like... I don't know, it's so petty.
It's kind of like...
It's very petty, right? Yuck. It's like a small mind wrote this.
Very much so.
And I don't think he has a small mind, but it's just... I guess you said it well, like, how can he come off so naive and... unrooted or something. It's just,
how could he come off so lacking life experience when he has just like a truckload of life experience? I mean, he's been a world traveler for almost 40 years.
And the whisperings. And really churns the chorus here too. So even the riff starts to become a bit boring.
Yeah.
This sounds also very Countdown to me.
Yeah, just him going hard and repetitive on the so you're hateful. So hateful over and over again. It's just not good.
I don't know what that's about. If it's some real life theater,
I have no idea.
You're giving up at this point.
Yeah, hands I mean off. This is it, this part of the song is just wash my hands, you know.
Yeah, drags on for very long too.
Yes, bad lyrics, just very bad lyrics.
Killing time.
So okay, we've been sounding very negative for a bit now, but it's because for me this is the dark patch of the record, these songs here. Yes. And yeah, we said like 12 times already that the riffs are good in Killing Time. But yeah, at this point in my life, I can't let it pass with these lyrics. Not really. And also the structure wasn't tight. They could have tightened up the structure and just sang about something cool instead of blaming psychopaths for whatever failures you've you know, procured yourself.
Blaming everyone but yourself.
You know, I don't know if you have these like Sunday newspapers in the US that are a bit more like... They should be a bit entertaining Sunday read. We have those, and it's always like, test if your boss is a psychopath. Test if your boss is a narcissist. That's what this is.
No,
like shitty Sunday literature. Not literature. shitty Sunday magazine with these like kind of gossipy vibes, and then a test if your boss is a narcissist.
I've never seen anything like that, but yeah, generally Sunday papers are...
Very popular over here.
Sunday papers generally have more entertainment value than... than the other days.
And over here again, more narcissist tests for some reason.
I've never seen that in the local news.
It could be a Swedish thing then. It's very, from being very petty, you know, very much like, you know, blame shifting again.
Yeah,
know?
But like also like you don't even need to see that in the newspaper. I mean, you could see that on the internet.
Yeah, that's full of that too. That's true. And this song represents that, I would say. But also, I'm glad that this, like, the worst patch of the album is over at this point.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I wasn't counting on sounding so overall negative as this, because I've had a good time listening to this record. But
well, here's the thing, though. The record does end on a strong note, but we're not going to really be covering that too much because we've already gone in depth on it, because the last song is We'll Be Back. So it does, I feel like, does end on a strong note. But again, we're kind of coming out of the dark path of that junky psychopathy Killing Time run, which is, you know, it's lacking. But I think the last, well, at least three of the last four songs, I think are really kind of rights the ship, so to speak, on the record and takes it out on a really strong note. Soldier On is next.
It's this little shuffle number.
Yeah.
Or a triplet bass number.
Cool chorus, though. I think it's a song with a really strong chorus.
Very good. Very, like, well worked on, you know, especially coming out of these other tracks. It feels like way more effort somehow.
Yeah. I like this song a lot. I said cool chorus. And I guess, I don't know if this is really a complaint or a critique as much as it is just maybe a noting on a style, but Mustaine has a solo in the song that I feel like he's done it in like 20 other songs. the exact same solo.
Mustaine's solos, I like them because they are like, you know, a bit like home cooking. You got like your two recipes.
Right.
And then Kiko comes in with his, you know, total fusion kitchen.
Yes.
And flamethrowers and shit. And, you know, like super advanced.
Yes.
So I like that. You know, I like that dynamic in between them.
That's always been when the tandem chemistry has been just right in Megadeth. That's always been one of the more endearing parts of it. It's just the dynamic between the players. Because the styles are always so clearly different and unique that when, you know, there is that chemistry just right between the guitarists and that band, you know, it really flows just because of how different they are when they play. But it's one of those things where
Melissa was onto that too.
Yeah.
For her review on Night Stalkers, you know, the interplay and the back and forth, back to back guitarings,
yeah,
from those guys.
Absolutely.
So let's hold your own, Greg.
Yes.
I like this stupid riff.
Kind of reminds me of Blackmail the Universe a little bit. No reason left for living all alone. And dying unforgiven with unforgiven bones. The tears and the dread years, they were all throughout your life.
Morning Gymnastics.
Morning Gymnastics.
Something like that. Nice pre-chorus here. Add some tension in the then release.
Yeah. Of all the battles won and lost, the lies and treasures
that it cost, I know I got to soldier on. Video game type Megadeth. I like that.
Yes. No, I think it's a great chorus. It works. It's almost like when he just plays it simple, he's sometimes just, he's more inclined to nail it than when he's trying to overdo it or overthink it.
The one thing about this triplet rhythm is that it tends to get a bit washed out rhythmically, but I think the strength of the chorus somewhat salvages that.
It pulls it back. It pulls it back. You know, it kind of saves the monotony of it, I guess.
I guess rhythmically it's one of the less exciting numbers on the record, but melodically it's quite strong. So, you know, I can see that as a fair trade.
Yeah. I like how it kind of half times it there. Yeah.
This is from an old song, something on Countdown. This first.
Oh, it's here. Like This Was My Life.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Man, that guy's nasty. He's so fucking good.
Smooth.
He's so fucking good. So good.
And the thing is, he's not even a show-offy type lead guitar player. Of course, because he's so good, it becomes some acrobatic. You know, it does impress in an acrobatic way, but it's much more for me anyway about the tone choice, no choices, and tone.
He plays like a river. It just flows. It just.
Very musical.
It's very musical. It just all sounds so natural, you know, to him. I love listening to him.
It goes a little monotonous because of the rhythm.
Yes, I agree.
That's
with
the only
that.
Weakness of the track.
I agree.
I like this though. I actually like it. I don't know why. I think it's well produced. It sounds nice.
It's corny, but kind of in like a Captive Honor kind of way.
Right.
You know, where it's a little cheeky, a little funny.
I remember my word now for Celebutante. It wasn't corny, it wasn't cheeky, it was hokey. Celebutante is a bit hokey,
yes,
lyrically.
Well, this is what this is my notes.
But let's first finish up Soldier On.
Okay.
I think we said most of our points on it anyway.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It rhythmically becomes a bit samey.
Samey, yes, that's a great way to put it, samey, yeah.
So it's not an incredibly strong song, but it's definitely a good track, especially because of the chorus.
I think that this is the a good example of a song where it's, you know, perhaps it's maybe not the strongest song, but if, I know we've discussed before that the chorus is maybe supposed to lift the song, I think this is a great example of a chorus lifting a song. You know,
yep.
I think it goes,
but still,
it could be a five as far as the structure or whatever, the other riffs or whatever, but the chorus, you know, brings it up to like a 9 or a 10, you know? So, I mean, it definitely spikes when the chorus comes, which is great. You know, I mean, I think that's, but because like you said, it does maybe get a little monotonous with that tempo, you know, it can kind of get there. It's kind of got that Children of the Grave kind of vibe a little
Infinity Shuffle, I call that.
Infinity Shuffle? That's what you call it?
Yeah,
I like that.
Because, you know, the shuffle, dunka taka, dunka taka, or the triplet, because it becomes like a loop.
I like that. No, that's good.
Even this great chorus, it doesn't derive from that, right? So rhythmically, it still stays in that. But melodically, it gives a lot with both the vocal melody and the guitar melody. Makes it cooler. Also, it's a 5:45. I might have to actually sleep. And
yeah, dude, get some fucking sleep. That's why, like, when you said, like, can you do this at like 9 or 9:30? I was like, I mean, yeah, but like, that's. Dude, if we ever do that again at this hour, and, you know, after an hour or whatever, if you're fucking exhausted, dude, just fucking time out.
Yeah, I was going to do that before Soldier On, but then I soldiered on.
There it is. Inspirational metal. Yeah, dude, that's cool. Yeah.
All I knew was that I wanted to do those bad songs now so that they were done with.
That's right. Yeah.
Right, yeah, no, I'm gonna head for this bed right behind me here.
Yeah, get some fucking sleep, dude.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening. I don't want to wake up Johnny, so we'll be back with part 4 of The Sick, the Dying, and the Dead very, very soon. So until then, you've been great, and apparently we've been tired. See ya.
Somebody in there that's like your wheel man, and the guy just turns out to be a total fucking duke clod.